Sunday Morning Magazine. My next guest is Tara Sullivan. Her new book, The Bitter Side of Sweet, is actually one of my favorite books. It's our pleasure to welcome Tara Sullivan back to Sunday Morning Magazine.
Hi, thanks so much for having me again.
Now, Tara, I have to be honest with you. You are quickly becoming one of my favorite writers. This new book, it had me on the edge. Very well written.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. 2 years ago, we had you on the show, and we selected your first novel, Golden Boy, as our first annual summer reading list. Now, what have you learned from that first book that you were able to apply when you were writing the new book, The Bitter Side of Sweet?
I think writing, just like anything else, is something that you learn a lot from doing as you do it. The experience of having that first book go out in the world is very crazy and stressful, and you have no idea what's going to happen. So I think I learned a lot more about the process. I also learned more about myself as a writer and pitfalls. I made new mistakes in The Bitter Side of Sweet, but I made fewer of the mistakes that I made with Golden Boy, as far as working on plotting and pacing and all the rest of it. So I think it's one of those things that you just manage to pick up on sort of as you go.
Okay, so let's go back and talk a little bit more about Golden Boy before we get to the new book, The Bitter Side of Sweet. So let's talk about how that book, it was so well received.
Yeah, I was so thrilled to have Golden Boy sort of head out into the world and people really respond to it. I write books that deal with current human rights issues around the world. It's sort of my way, the thing that I can do to engage in that process, and my way of sort of giving back and engaging with the world. And to have people really respond to the book was so amazing for me, because it made me feel like, yes, people are finding out about this, and it can make a difference as it heads out there.
So tell us about the new book. I love this book. It's one of my favorite reads this summer. Tell me about The Bitter Side of Sweet. You had me on the edge of my seats. It was just like, okay, every time there was an issue that you think was going to be resolved, and then there's something else just as urgent that comes up, but I loved it.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. I'm thrilled that you liked the book. Thank you. So The Bitter Side of Sweet deals with the prevalence of child slavery in modern-day chocolate production, which is actually a real and very big, very real issue in modern-day chocolate production. And it tells the story of two brothers, Amadou and his younger brother, Seydou, who have been trafficked into the Ivory Coast from their home in Mali to work on this cacao plantation. They don't know what they're growing or why they're growing it, because that's something that frequently kids don't know who are working on these plantations. They just know that they have to grow this thing and that it's wanted by other people. So it's these two boys who, 2 years later, after they've been trafficked onto this farm, have essentially given up hope that anything in their life is going to change. And, of course, the book starts on the day when things do change. And so the book starts on the day when a strange creature arrives in camp, a girl. It's the first girl that's ever arrived at the camp. Her name is Khadija, and she basically sets off a chain of events that throw the boys into adventure and sort of renews in them the sort of will to escape.
Now, this book takes a place half a world away. Why do you believe teenagers here in America will connect with this book?
Well, I think it's really important for people to think about how interconnected halves of the world are, how much everything that we do and that we live is impacted by, is affected by, or affects other people in other places all over the world. So, you know, the chocolate industry is something that we, most of us anyway, all take part in. It's a huge industry. I mean, in 2014, global sales for chocolate were $100 billion. I mean, it's something that we love and engage in. And I feel that most people, I didn't know until I started researching the issue, but I mean, most people don't realize that this product, which is a delightful treat for kids here, is grown in conditions that enslave kids somewhere else. And that just struck me as one of these incredible injustices, that kids in one corner of the world have to work as slaves in order to produce a treat for kids in another corner of the world. And so I think that that's something that all of us can be a little bit more aware of, is how our choices interact with these larger global systems.
Okay, and almost on the same accord, I think that teenagers will read this book and give them a different perspective on some of the issues that they face.
That's true. And, you know, I would also say that it's also interesting to think about how similar kids are. I mean, on the one hand, you could say, oh, teens here have nothing in common with teens there. You know, they're living these experiences. But at the same time, I mean, Amadou's big driving force is taking care of his younger brother and, you know, protecting him and family and the importance of family and how you interact with the things that life has thrown at you. And plenty of kids here have, you know, difficult situations or things that they're dealing with at home and are trying to balance their needs personally with those of their family or siblings or the rest of it. So maybe the book will resonate with kids on that level too.
Tell me about this. Let's talk about the amount of research that goes into putting together a book like this, The Bitter Side of Sweet.
It is a lot of research, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I compare myself to historical fiction writers, maybe, people that do a whole lot of research into the facts of what is going on somewhere and then create a story from it. I'm super jealous of anybody who writes fantasy and can just make up their own world and sort of change the rules as they see fit. It is a long and intensive research process, certainly, and this process was complicated for me. So for Golden Boy, which was set in Tanzania, I wrote the first draft of the book, and then I was able to go to Tanzania and trace the path of the book to make sure that I was getting it right. With this book, I wasn't able to travel to the Ivory Coast due to security concerns, right? As I was trying to book my ticket to research the book, they started arresting journalists who were looking into cocoa. And I was like, well, there's the line between me and the journalists. You know, the author stays home. The journalists go anyway. So it was one of those things where security made it impossible for me to actually be able to go and do the on-the-ground research like I wanted to. So I kind of had to re-envision how was I going to do the research for this book. I ended up going to Haiti, to the little town of Limonade, where it was in the same hemisphere. It was the closest fair trade chocolate plantation I could find that I had a connection to through a friend. And so I was able to go to Haiti and have them teach me how they grew chocolate. And then to verify all the information that was going on with the actual situation in the Ivory Coast, I had to interview journalists and do a lot of reading and try to find sort of the corroborating evidence in other places instead of being able to go myself. So the research picture for this book was a completely different picture than for the first book.
All right. Well, we're out of time this morning. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us. Again, the book is Bitter Side of Sweet. It's a good read. Thank you so much, Tara. If our listeners would like to reach out to you, how can they do so?
They can find me on my website, which is tarasullivanbooks.com, or they can find me on Twitter or email. I would love to talk to anyone who's interested in chatting some more. Bye.
We've been speaking to author Tara Sullivan. Remember, more information about the show can be found on our Facebook page. Visit Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. We'll be back with more right after this.